Okay, we're broadcasting live on the internet. And for this In Mind, In Body Google Hangout on Air, we're talking to Tessa Guy, who is the founder of In Mind, In Body. Hello, Tessa.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Jan.
And we've got Jan Alco, who's a guest today on this Google Hangout. And Tessa wanted to invite you, Jan, onto this Hangout because you've played quite a significant part in the formation of In Mind, In Body. And in fact, you wrote the scripts to some of the physical activity MP3s, that's the audio recordings on the In Mind, In Body website. So hello, Jan, welcome.
Hello, Paul. Hi, Tess.
Excellent. Now, Tessa, I'd just like you, if you don't mind, just explain how you guys met and the involvement that Jan has had with In Mind, In Body.
Yeah. Well, Jan and I, gosh, Jan, it's probably 2-3 years ago met, and I was in the process of developing the concept of In Mind, In Body, and Jan was introduced to me through some friends at the gym that I was working as a personal fitness trainer.
Right.
And when I came down to see Jan, she told me about how she'd used the concept of visualization with some of her clients in recovery from cancer and other illnesses. And it was, the light bulb went on in my head, and I thought, this is a concept that we can use to help so many people by encouraging them to visualize themselves exercising and having a very positive impact on their healing, getting them away from the negative thoughts and actually imagining enjoying themselves doing a sport that they've done previously or would like to do when they were feeling better. And from talking to Jan, that's where the next steps were taken to develop a series of different physical activity MP3s for a mind and body.
Fantastic. Now, thanks for that, Tessa. Jan, do you mind just briefly telling us a little bit about your background, you know, and how you've become involved with guided visualization, and perhaps talk us through some of the day-to-day things that you might do in your line of work?
Yeah, sure. Well, I've always been involved in holistic health in various aspects of my career, but I guess using visualization in a very focused way for support during illness really happened because of a personal experience I had when I had a shock diagnosis of cancer and spent a good couple of years going through difficult treatment and quite a lengthy recovery back to full well-being. And I found that it was one of the most significant psychological tools that, you know, I used during that time in terms of so many different dimensions of well-being. And when I recovered, I actually trained in clinical hypnotherapy and I began to work with other people with chronic illness. Many people found me because I had that cancer experience and they were now going through that themselves.
Okay.
And so I, as a clinical hypnotherapist, visualization is very much part of the toolkit. So I began to use my own background, personal experience, and my professional training to really help support people during their own cancer journeys.
Right. Okay, that's fantastic. Thanks, Jan. Actually, Tessa, just for those people who are either watching this live. By the way, we've got a couple of people watching this live now, which is great. And also for the people who might watch the recording afterwards, you Tessa, have been a cancer sufferer, and that's quite interesting that two people involved in this program have that personal experience.
Well, I do think it's helpful, obviously, because people can relate, you know, to Jan and I having been through the experience ourselves. And I mean, my true awakening from my cancer experience was to realize that the impact that our thoughts have on our healing, and that, you know, in changing my thinking, in changing to believe in a positive outcome, that's where the impact that I realized that actually I was the person who really had the control of my journey. And if I wanted to end up in the it healed, if that's what I'd like to say, changing my thought patterns and having belief in my journey was absolutely vital. Because there's so much negativity attached to cancer, especially. You hear about all the harrowing treatments that people go through and the side effects of the different drugs. Getting people to get into a positive frame of mind is absolutely key. And obviously visualizing yourself doing something that you enjoy, or just going into the body to heal is immensely powerful and immensely beneficial.
Okay.
I don't know. Sorry.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know about you, Tess, but one of the biggest benefits of using visualization is I think it gives you back a bit of control at a time when you're having all these things done to you, and you can feel that your life is in other people's hands. Visualization gives you back this sense that actually I can be in the driving seat of my own healing, and I can support the conventional treatment that I'm having by using this really powerful mind-body technique, because it does work on so many levels. You know, it works on physical levels, it reduces pain, it boosts immunity, it works on mental levels because it enables us to step back from what's happening and see the bigger picture, make clearer decisions, because sometimes this is a time we have to make crucial decisions about our treatment, about what's happening in our lives. It just, you know, it's an empowering tool.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Jan. Tessa, actually, I'm going to ask you both to do this because I think that it's important as we do these hangouts and the podcast that we're going to do as well, that we explain what guided visualization is in the simplest possible terms. So let's imagine that the couple of viewers that we've got watching this live now, I've never heard of guided visualization. They've just been diagnosed with cancer, which is a terrifying ordeal for anybody, I think. Explain to them what guided visualization would be.
I'm going to ask Jan actually to do that from her clinical background. I think it might be better coming from her.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's a process that begins with helping somebody, guiding them into deep relaxation. And that in itself can be very calming. It can begin to settle anxiety and fear. So just from that basis, you're beginning to gain benefit. When someone is in a deeply relaxed state, both mentally and physically, then they can begin to use their mind to create positive visions. And I don't just mean using the sense of sight, but really multi-sensory experiences, if you like, of being in a better place, or doing something active and enjoyable, or resting deeply and healing. And it's using the senses of sight, sound, smell, taste, feeling, to really get that rich experience. And it then takes you fully into the benefits of that experience, because the brain can't distinguish between reality and visualization. So every time you visualize something positive, it's as if you are really doing it. And I think that's easily demonstrated by, you know, thinking about biting on a lemon. Just thinking about it can make you salivate, but there's no lemon there.
That's a very interesting point, because I'd often can imagine smells, for instance. You mentioned that just a minute ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. The smell. I mean, we could do it right now. Just imagine the smell of cut grass, for instance, in the summer. When, you know, you can imagine, and it's almost real, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think at this point it's also good to note that there is so much scientific research to back up that the mind cannot distinguish between what's real and what's imagined. And we know that muscle mass can be increased purely through thought, which
as
is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, as can the number of immune cells and their activity can be increased by thinking hopeful thoughts. There's a lot of fantastic research in the area of psychoneuroimmunology, a bit of a mouthful, but how these mental techniques can really affect the immune system in a good way. The other thing with visualization is that along with those positive images, using all the senses, also if we can conjure up positive emotion, the feelings of enjoyment, happiness, even joy, that will really have a powerful effect on the whole system. And we know that we begin to release endorphins, you know, the feel-good hormones throughout the system. And again, that's really beneficial for our overall healing.
Yeah, we covered in one of the other hangouts about stress, didn't we, Tessa?
Yes.
And you know, the energy that goes into stress. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm talking as a layperson here, so perhaps I'm talking on behalf of some of the viewers. It's important to relax and get away from that stress, and can guided visualization help you with that?
Absolutely. I mean, guided visualization, we have, if I go down to brain waves, we have four main brain wave levels. So the beta, which are our conscious thoughts, our everyday thoughts, where we repeat, I mean, they say we repeat 90% of what we think today, we repeat that tomorrow. And if you're in a negative vein, that has a huge impact on your immune system and your chances of healing. So it's really important that we can change the thought processes. So guided visualization taps into your alpha brain waves, and then as the body relaxes and the mind relaxes, you go into the theta and delta waves, which naturally allow our own innate bodies to heal within that that state of relaxation.
Okay. Now,
I'd quite like to just put in slightly at a different angle. The concept of the placebo effect is widely accepted now in the medical world, and there's so much proof about the impact the placebo effect has. Visualization works on the same parallel. If you're prepared to believe in this process, and remember that visualization has been around for centuries. It's not something that we've suddenly conjured up. It's been used, you know, for centuries to aid recovery or focus on what people want to achieve, and it has a very, very powerful benefit, not only on healing but on everyday life and achievements.
Okay, thanks for that, Tessa. Now, Jan,
you
know, you work with this technique day in, day
all the time.
It's part of your day-to-day routine, particularly with your clients. And what I wanted to ask you was, could you perhaps talk us through some of the benefits that you've actually physically seen with your clients using this technique?
Okay.
Please.
Certainly I have seen people calm down enormously, you know, anxiety levels generally, and fear about what's happening now and fears about the future to subside to a point where people begin to feel a little bit more back in control. And when you haven't got that fear triggering off the mind's fight-flight response, which is the way we respond to danger, then that means people can be much more resourceful. So I've seen people kind of grow in their strength, if you like, just feeling more resourced to deal with what's happening. They've reported to me that sometimes side effects of treatment have reduced. That's certainly been my own experience in using visualization specifically for treatment. And more hopeful about the future, you know, able to see themselves well again, and actually visualizing future wellness and
right.
visualizing a time when you did feel at your peak of well-being can really feed that sort of sense of actually, you know, there's a better future ahead, and I'm working towards that.
Sure.
And also feeling better right now. You know, there's a marked difference when you see someone who is frozen or just full of fear and anxiety, which is often the case.
It's paralyzing, isn't it?
It is. It is. And then you can't make clear decisions. You can't think straight. You feel awful. The difference between that, and I mean, it's, you know, I can't measure it quantitatively or statistically, but I can see the difference when someone, after a couple of sessions, starts to, you know, look brighter, talk a little bit more positively, because it does affect those thought processes that Tess talked about. People starting to move away from those negative cycles of thinking, which can take somebody into depression, into just feeling that there's no point in trying, or that they just can't, you know, can't see a way through it.
I was just going to say that no one likes feeling like that, do they?
No.
It's awful, even not in a cancer context, but just worry, whatever that worry can be. I mean, people worry about lots of different things, whether it be their finances, they may have just lost their job. You know, there's just so many different things. We worry about our children and their education and all these things. I mean, my wife's an awful worrier. She worries about everything. And, you know, that can't be good for you, can it, Tessa?
No. Oh, well, absolutely not. No. Ultimately, the body can take so much stress. And exactly as you said, everybody's stress levels are different. And unless we have a coping mechanism to switch off those stress levels, eventually they get so high that either something like cancer or a heart attack or diabetes, something is triggered in that individual because of those stress levels. So finding a way to manage them is extremely important. And obviously we'll ultimately save the NHS millions purely by using our minds in a way that can help us reduce stress and focus on our positive outcomes.
It's a really powerful preventative tool, and everyone who walks through my door, whether they're coming because they have cancer or they have anxiety or insomnia or whatever the difficulty is, I always teach them how to relax and visualize. At its very simplest, just to take yourself into a beautiful place in your mind where you can relax and just enjoy the sights and sounds and feelings in that place is a really good tool to use all through your life. Whether you're ill or not.
I can see why, actually, that hypnotherapists are the perfect people to to help people with this technique, because really it is a kind of, is it, correct me if I'm wrong, is it a kind of self-hypnotherapy almost?
Hypnosis is about focusing the attention inwards, and that's exactly what visualization does. There are other ways of using hypnosis, but this is the real key one. And I use it in a lot of different ways in helping support somebody through their cancer experience.
Okay.
I think I would just like to add, I mean, the concept of our MP3s, guided visualization, is so often people say that they can't change their thinking, or they're so stressed that they just don't know how. You know, somebody says think positive and you're thinking, oh, how can I think positive? All this is going on in my life.
Yeah.
But guided visualization brings you into the now, and it changes your thought processes for the, I'm going to use the word positive, but it allows the mind to tap into an imaginary event that can be extremely beneficial. And once people understand, the more you do it, the quicker you can drop into a visualization, the quicker you can get your body to relax. It is something that we can all do, but it does take practice. You hear about athletes who use visualization. They will all tell you the more they do it, the more they practice, the quicker they can get themselves into that visualization. And I mean, ultimately, everybody can form their own pictures, their own process of what they think is beneficial for them. The purpose of guided visualization is that first step to say, look, this is how you can do it. We're going to show you a method of tapping into your mind that can help heal the body. But ultimately, it'll be over to that individual.
Okay.
And now, actually, point there. Visualization is a bit of a misleading word because it suggests that you have to be able to see things in your mind. And some people, that is their dominant sense. But for others, you know, they hear things more easily, or they smell things, or they feel things more easily. And that's all part of visualization. And it doesn't matter if you can't see things in your head, as long as you can use some of those other senses. And then with practice, you start to develop the other senses and make it a really multi-sensory experience. And then it becomes even more powerful.
Okay. Now, Tessa's mentioned the MP3s. And what I wanted to do, because we've got quite a few people watching this now live, and what I wanted to do is explain to the layman what an MP3 is, because some people might not actually know. An MP3 is, in fact, an audio recording. And it can be of anything, actually. It can be of music. It can be of what we're doing now, talking. It can be an interview. It can be literally anything. And you recorded, didn't you, Jan, quite a few of the physical activity MP3s or audio recordings that are on the In Mind In Body website. Was the golf one the one that you recorded?
I wrote them. I haven't actually recorded
them. Oh, you wrote them. The only reason why I ask is because I know we've got several viewers now, and I'm pretty sure one of those viewers is my brother. And he is golf crazy, absolutely golf barmy. That's all he ever thinks about. I'm pretty sure that would be a great one for him. And he has cancer, or I should say he's in remission from cancer.
Paul, what we did then is what we're trying to do is create a series of different have a library of different physical activity MP3s. So Jan created a series of questions that we can ask specialists in those fields to answer. So we want to know how they're feeling emotionally, physically, psychologically. And then from the information that we're given, Jan does a fantastic task of creating a script from that information. And we've actually just built one, if that's the right word, using Steve Backley's thoughts on throwing a javelin. And Jan did it to a script, and then a friend of hers has recorded it. So it's quite a series of things that go happen with these MP3s. But if there are specialists out there or people who do a particular sport that they really enjoy and would like to help us create some new MP3s, then we'd love to hear from them. We can send the questions out, and then Jan or one of her hypnotherapy team can create it into a script.
And I think this is what makes In Mind In Body recordings pretty unique. There are a lot of audio recordings out there for general deep relaxation and maybe visualising a lovely place to be. But of course, Tess has focused on the extra benefits of visualising physical activity, things people love to do,
Right.
and may not be able to do them at the moment because, you know, they're going through treatment, or they just feel really tired, or they're unable to move, they're in hospital. And we know that visualizing physical activity stimulates all the same neural and muscular connections that are made when you do it for real. It's this thing again that the brain doesn't discriminate between what's real and imagined. So certainly when I see clients, one of my first questions is, you know, what have you loved to do in your life? And get my clients riding horses again, or climbing mountains, or going swimming. And you can see the smile on their faces sometimes. They're deeply relaxed, they're in a hypnotic state often, and they're smiling because they are doing these really enjoyable, beneficial things in their minds.
And let's not forget the fact that if you've got cancer, other than the actual worry of how that's going to pan out, there are all sorts of other worries in your mind. So, for instance, my brother, we're twins, so he's the same age as I am. He's in his working prime, and he can't work. He can't work, and so there's the financial worry of being able to provide for his family, and all the other things that come with as byproducts of his cancer. You're constantly worrying, even when you're in remission, because I'm sure he won't mind me saying, I'm pretty sure he's watching this live now. He signed off work until at least March of this year.
And you know, people have very real fears that their cancer will come back even when their treatment's been successful. So kind of getting away from that, skiing down a mountain or doing something that maybe you can't do at the moment, but you have either loved doing in your life or you'd like to have a go at it, and you can have a go at it in your mind. So, you know,
Absolutely.
these scripts can be really helpful to that process.
And I suppose as well, when you're in recovery, like my brother who's in remission now, you're in remission now as well, aren't you, Tessa? You need something to, when you're at home alone, you're alone with your own thoughts. And sometimes you can, I suppose, need something just to help you break free from those your own thoughts. And I guess I'm saying that guided visualization is another way that you could do that, right?
Absolutely, and it's a fantastic tool that we can all use. And actually, as Steve Backley says in his interview about visualization, is, you know, at the end of the day, what's the worst that can happen? Absolutely nothing. So it is you. There are so many benefits from it, but it's very, very empowering, and that's, I mean, that's why I've started in Mind and Body, to empower people to take control of their lives and to become aware of how powerful their thoughts are in their healing.
Okay, now I'm just flashing on the screen now the In Mind In Body website, which is inmindinbody.com, and those people who are watching this live or are going to watch the recording, you can go to that website, and there are actually some free MP3s, audio recordings that you can play, that Jan has written, which is great, and you can get a feel for what these recordings are all about. And the thing is as well, Tessa, it's not an expensive membership anyway, is it, to join In Mind In Body? Could you just tell us how much that is?
Yeah, the Virtual Wellness Club is $19.95 for the year, and that allows you to download. There are over 27 different MP3s on the website, so it gives you access to all those, as well as helpful tips from nutritionists, psychologists, people. Jan, you've got your books,
Yes.
and 49 Ways to Think Yourself Well.
Indeed.
And there's Jackie Holder, who's 49 Ways to Write Yourself Well. There's lots of information on within the Wellness Club to help you as well.
And what's also interesting is that you have got a pool of experts behind you, or behind in mind in body. We did a hangout with Dr. Sandy Jost over in the United States, and that's another benefit of this incredible technology that we're using now, is that anybody can take part in this. And I think what you're trying to do is create a sense of community, aren't you, Tessa, with the Wellness Club?
Yes, exactly that. So being all on the internet, it's we can pull in experts from all around the world, as we are today. Jan.
Yes. Yeah, and just to highlight that point, Tessa, where exactly are you right now?
Oh, I pop up all over the place. I'm in Crowthorne at the moment.
You're in Crowthorne. I'm actually in Camberley in Surrey, so not that far from you, Tessa.
No.
And where are you, Jan? Where exactly are you in the UK?
Well, I'm in Brighton. I work in Brighton and London, but I'm currently sitting in Brighton.
I love Brighton. Love Brighton. What a great
Great.
place. What a great place that is. And when we've had Sandy on here, she's in America, and in fact, we're going to be doing one. Is it on the 15th, Tessa?
Yeah, this Thursday, yes.
This Thursday at 2 o'clock. So if you're watching this, log on to the In Mind In Body website. There's details of it on there, or if you go to the Residents Network YouTube channel, you'll be able to watch it live on there. And of course, there's always the recordings of these available on YouTube. Now, was there anything before we wrap this up? Was there anything else that you guys wanted to add?
I just wanted to mention a client that's come to mind that I work with over quite a while.
Okay.
And just to, we talked about using visualization for self-healing. This guy had been an amazing surfer when he was younger, and he was going through some really difficult treatment that would render him profoundly deaf, which is a huge challenge to face, and that would come via the surgery that he had to have. And we developed a metaphor for strength, which was his very powerful memory of riding a huge wave in the Indian Ocean. And, healing is not necessarily always about curing. Sometimes cancer can't be cured. Sometimes people have limited life. And visualization can still be a really powerful and useful tool to take someone through that process where they can feel healed on some levels, even if not cured.
Right, thanks for that. That's brilliant. Tessa, was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just like to thank Jan very much for joining us today,
Oh,
and
thank you for the invitation.
hopefully, the more of these that we do, we can link in, and there can be three or four of us linking with Sandy.
I was just going to say that. In fact, what I would love to do, if we can, is a hangout with Jan, Sandy, and Doreen. And you all together, because I think that that would be very compelling to have that you as all experts in this talking together and pooling your knowledge on this subject. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, a couple of people have got the feedback that I've had from some of these hangouts that we've already done. They find it very beneficial just to listen to people, like-minded souls, and people who really understand, not just from a professional point of view, but the fact that you two have both experienced cancer and know what a deeply worrying time it is for people. So it is very, very useful. So Tessa Guy, thanks very much for taking part in the podcast, or rather the hangout. Really appreciate that. And you, Jan. And like I
Thank
say,
you.
hopefully we can do these again very, very soon. So thank you very much.
Paul, can
Yes.
Jan, do you, how can people get hold of you if they would like to?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Well, I've got a website. It's www.hypnotherapyforliving. That's all one word, hypnotherapy for living, and that's FOR, not the number four, .co.uk.
Are you on Twitter, Jan?
Not very actively. That's another step.
Fair enough, fair enough. Okay. Tessa, if you can just tell people how they can contact you, you're quite active on Twitter, and I think that is quite useful actually for people to be able to ask you questions and all the rest of it. So social media is a great platform for that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can be contacted on Twitter at Guy Tessa, or alternatively at In Mind In Body.
Okay, and once again, I'll just flash up the inmindinbodywebsite.com there for people if you want to check out. And feel free to email Tessa or ask her questions on social media. You'll find her a very friendly person and very, very approachable. All right, Tessa. Thanks very much. Thanks, Jan.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Take care.